Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Kaylee Griffin.
I am already happier about this week's show.
Wow, I can't believe my name was in there like that.
See how this is a high-tech place.
This really
high is. High budget, high tech.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you for having
Good
me.
Good to see you. Kaylee is filling in for the world-famous Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Quite literally.
Yes, he is calling the Final Four in the championship game for Westwood One. Rafa's a big deal.
He really is. Yeah. I didn't realize it until I got here, but my gosh, he's everywhere.
Super Bowls, World Series, World Cups. He's a big deal actually everywhere except here on this particular show. He's just our buddy, Rob.
Yeah.
Here on Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us on the Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast by our friends on Fox Sports Ohio. To start out the week, Cavaliers come home after a long trip, 5 games, 9 days. They take on the San Antonio Spurs, Sunday matinee, and it happens to be Channing Frye Tribute Day, and that was nice to see.
It was awesome. Yeah. I mean, just a lot of fun. The guys wearing their Channing shooting shirts, the big Channing across the back with the number 9. A lot of Channing fatheads in the stands. His family was down on the court. A lot of tributes throughout the game. So it was nice to see. Of course, he's in the starting lineup as well.
Right. Poetic justice. He hit the first
three.
First bucket. He hit a three. Channing Frye, second most all-time in terms of threes made in the NBA among seven-footers. Some other guy from Dallas. He's the number one. But all time, Channing top 100, 98th when he retires after the game on Tuesday. He will be 98th all time in three-pointers made. Too shabby.
No, and people were actually throwing those stats at him post-game yesterday, and he, of course, had no clue that
Do you think he really had no clue?
I think he really might have had no clue.
There are some players who say they have no clue. We've seen those players. I don't know. We've seen those players in the locker room over the last couple of seasons. Do you really think he had no clue?
I really think actually Channing had no idea. So
He is the kind of player that probably wouldn't. Here, he was picked up, was Channing, during the championship season. All right. To me, when you talk about Channing Frye and what we will remember as Cavs fans and those of us who work here with the Cavaliers, he was picked up in that 2016 season, all right, in a trade in February. Comes in, plays 26 regular season games, shot 38% from three. All right, that's what we know Channing to do, you know, throughout his career. In the playoffs, however, in that magical championship run, he shot threes at 56.5%. And I think that stands out. You know, David Griffin was quoted as saying, "I know what Channing Frye looks like come playoff time. That's why I went out and got him." That's precisely what he did.
And it's been echoed throughout the entire organization that championship would not have happened without Channing Frye. From what he brought to the court, but also what he brings to that locker room, how he bonds his teammates together. He's just that glue guy in so many different aspects.
The standout game to me was in the second round. It was game 3 against Atlanta, down in Atlanta. The Cavs had a 2-0 lead. Went down there. Channing in that ball game scores 27 points in 28 minutes, 10 of 13 from the field, 7 of 9 from behind the line. It was a plus 28. Then in the Toronto series, now some people remember Channing didn't play a lot in the Golden State series. That wasn't a good matchup series for Channing, right. So they didn't go in that direction. But in that Toronto series, 14 of 24 from three, it was a plus 36 in those 6 games. So obviously, huge impact on this team. And then, you know, people talk about this as well, and they should. The locker room aspect so many times gets overlooked. It was huge then. From what you've seen now, Kaylee, with this team, obviously in a different spot in terms of the organizational cycle, what have you seen from Channing and his interaction with some of these younger players, with whom obviously their progression is of the utmost importance for this team right now?
He truly is defining what it means to be a player coach. You see him, I get the unique opportunity to stand behind the bench and see those huddles. And players like Colin Sexton will come off the court in a timeout and go right to Channing Frye, ask him what he sees out there. And Channing, every huddle is guiding his teammates, directing them, telling them what he sees. And it's helped them so much. We've seen tremendous growth, but it's actually kind of amazing to just watch these players literally come off the court and go right to Channing to ask what he is seeing. So, I mean, the future is bright for Channing and whatever he chooses to do, but it would be interesting to see if he would consider getting into coaching.
I'm interested too. I think, I don't know, I haven't even talked to him about it. My guess would be that he's leaning a little bit toward broadcasting.
I think he is.
We've seen what Richard Jefferson, one of his best buddies, has done. And
he
done
said he loves to talk.
Oh, really?
And he's just
is that
all
right?
He would like to do is eat, drink, and talk, is what he said. So
He's good at all those things.
He is.
He is excellent at all three.
He really is.
We obviously wish Channing the best. What a wonderful tribute. Well done by the Cavaliers staff. It was an amazing experience and great to send Channing off in fine fashion. We have a packed show coming straight ahead. Our partner on the radio side, Cavs legend Jim Jones. That's next right here on Cavs HQ.
Tuesday, April 9th is the Cavs' final regular season game, and it's Fan Appreciation Night at the Q, where all fans in attendance will receive a Cavs Cooler backpack presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's a running start at Lopez, goes to the foul line, beats Sexton, Porter three on the way, he knocks it down.
It's also time to give thanks to you, the greatest fans in the land, by giving away over $1 million in prizes. Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs. Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Country's newest superstar, Luke Combs. Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour.
She broke my heart.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, November 16th. With special guests, Morgan Wallen and Jamison Rogers. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The album This One's For You Too is available everywhere now. There's more at lukecombs.com.
Get back to what's good every morning with Chock Full of Nuts Coffee. Made with only 100% premium roasted coffee beans for a smooth, delicious taste every time. Chock Full of Nuts, just heavenly coffee since 1932. Look for Chock Full of Nuts premium coffee at your local Discount Drug Mart and earn pro points today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything you need.
Join Winego United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Winego United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cav tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Thunder's home a dunk.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Winego United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. John Michael Kaley Griffin and our partner on the Cavaliers Radio Network. It is Cavalier legend Jim Jones. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to be seen, John. Kate.
I like the hat, by the way.
Yeah, it's just it's a cheapie that I bought in Memphis.
And, looks nice, though.
Yeah, I'm always attracted to cheap things. So.
Is that right?
Honey, no offense.
I was going to say, don't tell Mrs. Jones, right?
Yeah, because she's definitely not cheap.
No. Well, it is good to see you. Jim, obviously a huge part of this season coming in was player development. And yes. That was something stated at Media Day. Moving forward, and again, wins and losses didn't turn out the way this team expected to, in large part because of injury, but we have seen progression out of a number of players throughout the course of the season. Where would you start in terms of that progression?
Well, I think you need to define what player development is, you know, and I think one of the things is through the course of the season, Drew hit on it the other day, but I've been talking about it with some of the other people for a while, you know, the opportunity to play. And when you make mistakes, you're still in the game. You know, because, you know, one of the fundamentals of coaching and teaching is that when you make a mistake, you have to get that player's attention. And one of the ways you get their attention is maybe you sit them down, let them watch, and then you put them back in. You know, give them a chance to observe how we want to play, rather than just saying how we want to play. A lot of mistakes, a lot of trial and error, but what it does, they can still grow that way. And the other thing is that it also gives upper management an opportunity to evaluate where these kids are at, because players play different from training camp to the start of the season to after All-Star break, and then to the end of the season. So it's a constant chance to evaluate your talent and get a better idea as to what you think you need, what you need, and where you're going. And so I think all of those things were accomplished. I think from upper management all the way down to Drew and his coaching staff, I thought they did a fantastic job of bringing these kids along.
This is a team that didn't really know what to expect from Colin Sexton at the beginning of the season. We saw ups and downs, as you would expect from a rookie point guard, especially one who was put into that starting position 11 games into the season. But since the All-Star break, we have seen tremendous growth. To see him on that all-rookie first team, why do you think he deserves to be there?
Well, he deserves to be there because I can't think of three guys that play his position who are better than him. I can't think of two who are better than him. You know, I know Trae Young is playing well, but the things that separates him from Colin is that he's used to playing a point guard, and his style of point guard is more conducive. Now, the style that Colin plays, you can conform to. I mean, Dwayne Wade did, Westbrook did. They're point guards. So it takes time. But the thing that separates Colin from all of those guys are definitely the intangibles, what he brings to the table. Listen, we're trying to build a team. And one of the main fundamentals of building a team is it's got to be the intangibles. I mean, anybody can know talent. I mean, if you see a kid play, okay, you mark that off. You know, Colin can score. He's talented. But what he brings is something you can build around. I told him when we were getting our bags after the last game in the West Coast, and that morning at 5 or 6 in the morning, he was still bouncing around. I'm saying, wow, what do you have, a cup of coffee before he got off the plane? And I said, Colin, I said that you played well against Golden State, and you showed leadership. I said, let me define that. I said, it's by your actions. The way you played that second half and got your team back in the game. And I didn't know he had scored 20, John, until you mentioned it. Yeah, until you mentioned during the broadcast. But the way he played, we want more kids like that. And to get those kids, I don't know how you get them. There's all kind of ways to get those kind of kids. But we need more of those kids because those kids come to play every night. The game that he's going to play on Tuesday, he would have played 82 games. Now, you can't argue with me that there's been anyone on our team that's played harder than him on both ends of the floor. I don't care about mistakes. I'm looking at the intangibles. How do you build a team? You build a team with guys who compete every night, who will play hard every night, won't take a back step, you know, based on who I'm playing tonight. This kid has never done that. Everything has been straight ahead. And you can build on that. Those intangibles are, to me, more important than having talent. Because that way you can build a chemistry around that type of kid.
And by the way, when he plays game 82, that'll be nearly triple the amount of games that he had in his entire collegiate career at Alabama. I thought that game at Golden State spoke volumes too, Jim. And for those who aren't as familiar, what the game Jim's alluding to happened to be, by the way, game 80 of 82 in this season. Cavs are at Golden State, whipped up crowd into a frenzy at Oracle. Cavs are there for the final time. Cavs get off to a bumpy start. Colin gets off to a bumpy start. Cavs are down 21 early in the third quarter.
That's right.
But just as they have all season long, they continue to play hard down the stretch, come from behind, get within three. And that crowd, believe me, from being there, was uncomfortable. And it was Colin on both ends of the floor who led the way, scoring 20 points in the second half alone. 20 of his 27 came in quarters three and four. Yeah. And I think it goes to show you, Jim, that, yeah, the tenacity. And remember, it's game 80 of 82. He's played in every single game,
right.
And there he is leading the charge.
And it's the second of a back-to-back on a five-game road trip.
Yeah.
It's the last day.
He's exceptional. I remember late last year, an NBA coach was talking, and he said, Jones, he said, I'm going to tell you a story. I said, well, tell me a story. Make it quick, man, because I got
to go. I got places to go.
I mean, I'm the only guy that tells long stories. Everybody said, dang, is Jones ever going to end this thing? And what he said, I called Jeff Van Gundy, and I said, oh, Jeff, you know, my team is playing terrible, and you know, we just don't seem to play hard enough, you know, and I don't know what to do as a coach. I don't know how to motivate them. I don't know if I should take them out more often or penalize them or just don't play them at all. I mean, what should I do? And Sid Van Gundy paused for a long time, and he started laughing with that little sneaky laugh that he has. I'm talking about the television Van Gundy. And he said, then you have to get those kind of players. You have to recruit, you have to trade for, you have to draft those type of players. You can't change a guy from what he is. The hardest thing in our league is to get a kid who's not afraid to compete every night, no matter how long the flight, no matter if it's 5 games in 9 days. You've got to find those kids. There are teams out there that have found those kids. Brooklyn, Orlando, all of a sudden, you know, those young kids have made that next step. You know, the thing about me, everybody says, well, Jones, you know, you're too blatant. You know, you say too many harsh things. I said, I have to be what I am. You know, I can't be something I'm not. Trying to change kids to be more aggressive or to be physical or to just stand up no matter who the name, big name, you know, celebrity player they're playing against, you're not going to change them because there's too many games. They'll fall back into what they are. You have to get those kids. And the point I'm making is this. Sexton is one of those kids. We need more of those types of kids. Kobe knows it. He knows it. I mean, he sits there, you know, he watches it. You know, they know. And that's where we're going. We need toughness.
And something I think Colin has shown, though, what you can change is how somebody views the game and how somebody learns the game. Yes. And what I'm talking about in particular, you look at Colin's first 30 games, mm-hmm. right, what you saw predominantly in terms of a shot selection, mid-range jumpers, 18-footers, 20-footers, getting, you know, inside the line, putting it up, and obviously, analytically speaking, in today's league, you want threes, you want shots at the rim. I mean, that's what you want to do. And that, Jimmy, has virtually been eliminated from his game. I mean, very few, if any, mid-range jumpers have we seen out of Colin since the All-Star break. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, the most painful thing about being a parent is watching your kids make the same mistakes over and over again after you told them over and over again. But it takes time to get to these kids because their focus is in so many other directions. It's a more sophisticated kid because of the dollars and the exposure. It takes time to get to them. And I take my hat off to Kobe, Coach Drew, and that young staff of Coach Drew's that have been patient enough to stay with these kids until they made that change.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more about the youth development, player development for this Cavalier team when we come back with Jim Jones. That's next on Cavs HQ.
For nearly a century, Levin's has been the area's leading mattress retailer. And now, for the first time ever, this Wednesday only, we're going to give you the ultimate sleep package. 9-inch memory foam mattress, an adjustable base, 2 free pillows, free delivery, all for only $7.99. Or save up to $600, plus get 60 months interest-free and free delivery with Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and Beautyrest Black. Wednesday only at Levin's. Don't miss this one.
There must have been something in the world.
Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Friday, April 12th is Fan Salute Night and a 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale Hot Dogs, and $3 Select Beers. Be there for the last regular season home game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey right off the player's back.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
John Cayley and Cavs legend Jim Jones, as we welcome you back to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. We talked about Colin Sexton on the other side of the break. A number of other Cavaliers have made, I think, big-time progress
this
season. Let's start with two guys who were acquired together at the trade deadline last season from the Lakers, and Larry Nance and Jordan Clarkson. Jordan is turning into one of the premier bench players in the NBA, third right now in bench scoring. He's going to have among the best seasons in NBA history in terms of players that did not start a game in a season in terms of scoring production. And how about Larry Nance, Jim? I want to get your take on this because I love hearing you talk about big guys. Larry wasn't asked to distribute the basketball much, if at all, as a Laker.
He was told not to shoot.
Is that right?
Wow.
I did not know that.
That's great coaching, isn't it?
shooting now and distributing. Talk about his development.
But then we're talking about the same team. They got rid of D'Angelo Russell, who's an all-star. They got rid of Randall, who's 20-10 for New Orleans, who got rid of Zubac, the big kid of Clippers.
I have a problem with that one.
Who's starting.
I have a problem with that one.
I mean, so that doesn't surprise me at all. His dad used to always talk to me, gave me updates on how he was playing when he was in college. Mm-hmm. And then after I saw him play with the Lakers, after we went out there, I came to his father one game and I said, Larry, I said, he needs to be with us and ask him. And that's what I told him. I said, he needs to be with us because I've watched this kid since he was a young kid. He's a different kind of kid. He's a pleaser. Magic Johnson was a pleaser. They want to make everybody happy. Channing Frye is a pleaser. They wouldn't say anything to hurt anybody's feelings. They just want to be accepted, not necessarily for themselves, but to make everybody feel right. I have a daughter like that, you know, and it's not a negative. It's a plus. But the thing you have to understand is you have to put them in positions where they can do what they feel, you know, what they have a passion for. And that's what young Nance does. He delivers the ball, Caitlin. You know, you talk about it all the time, you know, when we cut into you, and you talk about that.
And another player who we've seen tremendous growth from this season is Jetty Osman, who we've said all season, he said it all season, that he really feels like this is his rookie season. He didn't really have the opportunity to play much last year, mm-hmm. but we have seen him grow and blossom into a tremendous player, someone who the Cavs rely on so often to score the ball. And he had the unique opportunity to go to the All-Star game, play in that Rising Stars game. What have you seen out of Jetty this season and where he's gotten to?
I've seen he's become tougher. He's become more patient. He has a better understanding of what he is, who he is, and what role he plays on this team. And I think a lot of that has to do with the coaching staff. John and I and you know, we see him all the time talking to the coaches, working out with them on off days when we're out there working out, me and Rafa and Austin Carr. John, we don't see you up there.
Shots fired.
You don't need it.
I go different times.
You don't need it. You know, plus you're younger than all of us.
6 a.m. is crazy, by the way.
Austin's there at 5:30.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
I know. I'm through, he's humming his way out. But you're exactly right. Jetty is realizing what he is. Now, hey, I don't know if he's a starter or in your rotation. He'll be in a rotation for sure, but I don't know. You know, after this draft, the whole dynamics could change as to what our expectations are and based on where we're going. All I know is we've positioned ourselves, John, and you talked about it, that we're able to keep our core players and still acquire draft picks first and second round. You know, it was expensive, $35 billion. You know, not many teams have an owner that'll put their money where their mouth is.
We're coming up against a break, Jim.
Go ahead.
I'll quickly touch on Jordan Clarkson. What kind of mentality? You've played with players like that who come off the bench. You've been a player like that who comes off the bench and has to have a certain mentality to come into the game and produce every night when you're not, you know, I was going to say when you're not exactly sure how many minutes you're going to get.
Yes.
He knows when he's going to be in the game now at this stage, but it still takes a certain mindset, a mentality to be able to come out every night and do what Jordan Clarkson does.
And that's the point, the intangibles. You know, a lot of people marginalize intangibles and chemistry like it's not that important. The only thing important is scoring and, you know, a dunk. No, this is a long game. It takes more than talent. And the teams that win consistently and the organizations that are developing and moving forward, they consider the intangibles just as important as anything else, and you're exactly right. No matter what the circumstance, situation, how many flights, what the matchup is, going into the game early versus going late. I mean, down at crunch time, he's in the games. I mean, he's helped us win so many games. All of those things are important.
Always good seeing you.
It's my pleasure. Caitlin, great year.
Thank you.
Loved your insights.
Thank you so much.
More on Cavs HQ right after this.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything.
Join Wine & Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Wine & Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Thunder's home a dunk.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Wine & Gold United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
New Kids on the Block, live, the Mixtape Tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed-up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We are back on Cavs HQ. Well, of course, community service is a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. And last week, the Cavs in Goodyear opened a newly renovated STEM lab at Buchtel Community Learning Center. Cavs in Goodyear executives, along with Cavs Arena host Ahmad Crump, Moondog Sir Cece, and members of the Cavs girls and the Scream team, they were all on hand to welcome Buchtel students, faculty, and staff into the space for the first time. With new paint, furniture, and STEM-related supplies and equipment, this space will be a place where these students will learn, create, and innovate for years to come. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this. The second half of our show is underway, and it kicks off with this guy. He is the founder of Cavs.com, Cavaliers beat writer slash reporter, is one of our favorites. It is Joe Gabriel. Good to see you.
Nice seeing you guys.
Sporting the Jungle Inn hoodie.
Youngstown.
For those of our listeners on the radio side, it's nice.
Legendary place in Youngstown. Yes. No longer exists.
All right. For those who are familiar with the show, they know, Kaylee, you know this as well, that Joe G shows up and we don't know what he is going to do. That's how this typically works. Now,
I don't either.
Yeah, well, that's why I think that's why the segment is what it is. I was going to say that's why the segment works. I changed that to that's why the segment is what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Early in the season, typically Joe has over-unders or pick-ems or, you know, what was it, the Oscars we had the other day.
We had the Oscars. We had In Our Lifetime.
Yeah, we had it.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was nice.
That was
Kaylee
fun.
Was part of In
yeah.
Our Lifetime.
I know, and she kind of disappointed me because I asked her if there'd be a cure to baldness in our lifetime, and she said no.
What about all our trivia questions when I went perfect
yes,
6 for 6?
Yeah. Get to know your coworker
yes.
was a was a
joke. And Kaylee was
right.
just doing research in the break. That's how good she is.
She was, because yeah. one of our over-unders, we weren't exactly sure. So Joe brought over-unders early in the season. Rafa mm-hmm. was in the co-host chair, and we made our picks. All right, so let's revisit.
Yes.
As this is the last show of the season, let's revisit exactly did. Some of these...
Some
of these may not we're warning in advance. Some of these may not apply anymore.
Yeah.
All right. But
yeah. Could be NA. So okay. This one's good. We asked over under, assuming Kevin Love would lead the team in scoring.
Right.
Who would be second?
Okay.
And I believe you said
I said Jordan Clarkson.
Okay. I said Jetty Osmond.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee, I don't know if Kaylee was on.
I wasn't on.
No, she was.
What
not.
Would you have said?
As you now know who the second leading yeah. scorer is, who would you have said?
Well, I think I would have said Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson was okay. the second leading scorer, averaging 16.9 points per game. Colin Sexton close second, 16.7, and Jetty at 13 a ball game. All three strong seasons, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about player mm-hmm. development this year, and I mean, I think you start with those three. You throw Junior into that
oh, yeah.
category as well, but you know, leaps and bounds for some of these guys, and pretty good seasons all told.
Yeah, I mean, outstanding season for Jordan. He really, you know, he deserved a lot of – he deserves six-man consideration. He really does. I mean, it's always usually Lou Williams.
It will be Lou Williams.
It will be Lou Williams. It always is. You know, Harrell, obviously, same team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jordan had just an outstanding season.
Yeah.
He did indeed. So,
yeah.
all right, that
okay,
was our
let's
first
move
overrun.
On. Okay, next one is – okay, how many 20-point games will Billy Preston have in Canton?
That's what we meant, the ones that may not lie.
Well,
don't know the answer to that. However, Kaylee looked up his stats.
Yes, well, he played 10 games mm-hmm. for Canton this year with a total of 61 points.
So I'm going to say
I couldn't
whoever
get
picked,
the game breakdown. So.
Whoever picked so, under, yeah, whoever
yeah,
picked under.
We're going to go under.
Probably in good shape. All right.
Okay, now this one, Kaylee, you'll have to play the part of Rafa here.
Okay.
Okay. Over under, how many times?
No fun at all.
No. God.
Under
so
any circumstances.
Be surly.
Right.
how many,
a lot.
How many taco nights? 41 road games. How many games with the media dining will be taco night? The over under is 22.
Rafa said over because he feels that every night on the road is taco night. I kind of like taco night on the road.
I like taco night too, but I think it might have went over. I think it might have went. Every night is taco night on the road.
You're saying Rafa, I took under. Rafa took over. You're saying over half the time we had taco night
I
on
think
the road?
More than half.
Wow.
It was close.
And Austin Carr has a theory on taco night. He says that they just take the meat from a previous game and ground it up into taco meat, and then we get taco night. So it's really
lovely.
Another night from the previous night.
Oh,
I've never heard that
man.
Thing. All right, well, let's give that one to Rafa.
Okay, this one, okay, let's Ante Zizic shooting percentage.
Right.
The over-under was 69.5. I thought he would shoot over 70% for the year. I was being hopeful because Big Z is my boy.
I thought that was insane. Rafa went with you because he tends to lean toward your direction.
Yes.
I said that was, I love Z. Mm-hmm. 70% is crazy. 70% is.
It's kind of crazy. You shot 78%
crazy.
On the road
you
trip.
Have to, if, unless you're, I mean, unless you're DeAndre Jordan and all you do is dunk, you're not going to shoot 70% from the field. And even so, you're not going to shoot 70% all the time. Crazy.
I think the theory here, though, is we didn't expect to see Big Z in as many games playing the minutes that he was going to with all of the bigs he's surrounded. So maybe
yes.
that comes into play, and then he had to step in and play a larger role.
All I'm saying is I don't know where this question initiated
I love
from.
Ante too.
I said 70.
You know where it initiates from
is crazy.
It initiates because I'm always having to defend Big Z. There's so many people on the road, not Cavs people. Cavs people love him, but people feel that Big Z is no longer useful in today's NBA, that there's no place for a big man.
No, I disagree with
and
that.
And I disagree with that.
I think his season
well.
has shown that, you know, he belongs not only in this league, in a rotation. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, in terms of it being the dinosaur position, I understand the sentiment. However, I disagree with it. His shooting percentage, by the way, this season was a robust 55%.
Which is still pretty good.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed about. But 70's absurd.
Okay, that's kind of crazy. All right. Really, I was trying to make a point.
I see that. All
right. Okay, then here's – this is kind of our last one, but the over-under, what is the temperature that will make John Michael bundle up like it's the middle of winter? The middle of winter.
You didn't bring that one up in our
I mean, like mittens and hood, the whole bit. The over-under is 58 degrees.
Wow.
I don't like
Are
temperature change. It is hot in here, by the way.
It's so hot.
Yeah, it's
really
hot right
warm
now
in
on
here.
This set. I mean, but
58?
Yeah, I don't like changes in temperature. I have been burnt way too many times getting off the plane and freezing on the way to the car. So, yes, I will bundle up if it's even close.
It's like 60 out right now.
I have a coat on top of this that I walked in with.
But it's 105 degrees in here.
Yeah, it is hot in here. No question.
It's so hot. Okay,
have you ever, going to the baggage, have you ever had any problems getting there and route coming around the plane?
Well, there's one time, actually, this year, that the people on the plane, the flight attendant said, watch out for the engine.
This is a true story.
It was very vague.
Kaylee, this
very
is an honest, this is an honest to goodness
direction.
True story. It
they
was
said,
very vague.
Watch out for the engine. Watch out for the
they
right
said,
engine.
It's still running
it's
over
still running,
on the right.
So watch out for the engine.
That's all that they said.
I thought, okay, well, watch out for the engine.
Yeah,
I know what that means.
It's running. Yeah. Don't. So, in other words, don't put your hand in the engine
yeah,
is
yeah,
what
yeah.
I thought. basically.
Right.
Don't go near that big engine.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, so get off the plane. We just got home from a road trip.
I'm following Joe. I'm 10 steps behind.
Right behind me. And we get off the plane down the stairs, and we walk under the plane.
Right.
Under
to
the
get
plane,
to the, bag.
To the other
right.
side to get
right.
your bags.
And onto the cars.
Well,
right.
We didn't know by watch the engine, they meant the engine is still running. So as I walked past the engine, it literally blew me off my feet.
He honestly started running, veering to his right, running.
It blew
I'm like,
me
where? I thought he was running.
Down
I thought
the runway.
It was dripping, and he was trying to run away from the underside of the thing. And I'm like, look at this idiot. He's running, like he's listing to his right and running, like to keep him fall down, right? So I'm following the same path. I'm like, what is he doing? And then
the next thing,
then I got blown by the engine, literally, like to keep from falling down.
Oh.
We what were we? Maybe 40 feet.
Yeah.
We were easy
blown
40,
down the
40
runway
by the back of the engine. And I thought it blew. If you had asked me which end the air blows out of, I'd have said the big side.
Right.
But it was
no.
the backside.
Yes.
And I was like, why is Joe veering like that? Like, I hope I don't understand. And sure enough, it was hot. And
it was hot.
Gaseous.
It smelled like gas. Yeah. It was.
It wasn't.
And very upsetting.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't an easy ride home for either of us.
If you were watching from a distance, really, like what J. Mike said, you would say, what are these two idiots doing running down the runway?
Running sideways.
Running
and
sideways.
And trying not to fall. But that happened.
So, yes, we were almost blown away.
Wow.
Next road trip.
Good to know.
Yeah, heads up.
Good
all right,
know.
let's get to the last one.
Next time on the road trip, Ken,
yes.
remind watch
me.
The engine.
I will.
I know you had your snow
I
incident.
I won't, and I won't follow you too.
Right.
Yes.
I was bundled up.
You had
up.
Your own
that's,
travel
oh,
incident.
I did,
so.
Yes.
That's what reminded me of it. I was bundled up when that happened because
okay.
I didn't want to be
see,
cool.
now I know.
All right.
The final one is going to be, now this is one. You guys,
I've been looking forward to this one because we've been not tracking, but we've been curious throughout the year about this one.
Okay, so every year that I've been on the road over all these years, I take all the smelly stuff, all the shampoos and the soaps and everything like that. And I used to give them to my mom, and then I give the other half to like a women's shelter,
right.
You know? So I just take them all. They're there in the room, so I decided I take them.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's
the over under.
I think that's legal. We're not sure,
I
but
it's
yeah,
legal.
It's,
I mean,
if you're donating it to a women's shelter or your mom, either way,
then they want you. To
we're good. Right, we're good with that.
So the over under this year was: could I get 30 pounds worth of stuff on the road?
Which sounded and sounds absurd.
It does sound absurd.
That yeah,
30
crazy.
Pounds sounds absurd.
So we brought the scale.
Right, I knew you were. I knew you were going to do this, so I'm excited about this.
Okay. So. Let's put it right up here.
Right. And then we have not seen the merchandise, however.
Okay, and then,
what did you package it in?
the laundry bags. I also
took
those. Oh,
yeah, those
are
I don't know if you're supposed to take those in the hotel
well,
either.
I mean,
all right.
They're nice bags.
All right,
too.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe don't show the logo. Oh, yeah.
Some of the players did say they take the laundry bags, too, because
really?
When they go on the long road trips, just put all their dirty clothes in there.
Exactly.
By the way, look how much stuff there is.
So
that's absurd how much stuff you have.
Okay.
For those on the radio side, Joe has a big sack of toiletries.
So we're at
soaps, shampoos.
We're what?
Conditioners.
13.8.
I thought there was going to be more there.
Okay.
So you almost got halfway.
Let's just see what we got here. And also, you guys are welcome to grab some because you
almost got halfway.
You both have lovely blonde hair.
Thank you. Why, thanks. You have fallen short, Joe.
Oh.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's nearly 14 pounds of stuff, but the over-under was 30. So okay, you, so
I mean,
by the way, that's a
risk.
Oh, how did I know this was coming?
Stop.
So what is this? All right, Joe has another sack, which he has pulled out from underneath the desk.
Okay, that one
what is
13.6, I believe.
13.
All right, 13.6. So you have 13.8 and 13.6.
Oh!
Oh! 27.4.
Okay. Just shy.
20. Wow, look at these. Isn't it?
By the way, tell me that was a lot.
Are we shy still?
I know. He's okay. Setting it up. Tell me there's another bag. Joe has pulled
more.
Out.
Oh, no. Come on.
Let's put that up.
His third bag of toiletries. That's way over.
That's 10 point something.
Okay. What's it say? 10 point what?
10.6.
You have totaled 38. What do you have? 38.2 pounds of what's the right word? Toiletries, cosmetics from hotels from around the country, internationally, from Toronto as well.
That's right, and I can tell that's Toronto right there.
38.2 pounds of stuff. So it went over. So you and Rafa won, and I am.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you had more after the first bag, but I didn't think you had 38 pounds of stuff.
This is incredible.
Yeah, we can keep it on for
vegetable
the final
vegetable soap.
We can keep it on for the final couple of segments. we used to have bobbleheads on this set now, but you did it all to the women's shelter. By the way, well done by you.
I'm gonna do three stops. So
good, yeah. I like it. Joseph, always fun. Good seeing you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, more on Cavs HQ right after this.
Country's newest superstar, Luke Combs. Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour.
She broke my heart.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, November 16th. With special guests, Morgan Wallen and Jameson Rogers. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The album This One's For You Too is available everywhere now. There's more at lukecombs.com.
Ohio-owned and operated Discount Drug Mart recognizes the value of your time. That's why our stores offer you convenience and low prices with a wide variety of everyday items. You don't have to pay more to get more. Discount Drug Mart offers fast and friendly service at our checkouts and pharmacies. Discount Drug Mart is open every day of the year, including all holidays. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Friday, April 12th is Fan Salute Night and a 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale Hot Dogs, and $3 Select Beers. Be there for the last regular season home game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey right off the player's back.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
The Black Keys are back. September 30th, Quicken Loans Arena. The Black Keys Let's Rock Tour. With special guest, Modest Mouse. Tickets are on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com. The Black Keys return.
Back here on the set of Cavs HQ, John Michael alongside Kaylee Griffin, who has a wide variety of the products she apparently uses to get ready for these TV appearances.
It smells quite nice in here now.
It is fragrant all of a sudden. Much better than when Rafa's here. That's a guarantee. 38 pounds of stuff Joe G was able to accumulate.
I cannot get over it, actually. I just can't stop looking at it all. It's unbelievable.
Smelly stuff, as he called it.
Smelly stuff. Yes, it is smelly.
It is. It's nice. Nice products here on our set. Good work by Joe G. Again, going to women's shelters around Northeast Ohio. Number of memorable moments. this season, Kaylee. When you think about the 82 games during the regular season, obviously we've already touched in the first half of the show on player development, which, you know, was the ultimate goal coming in, ultimate priority coming into the season. And I think that certainly has been fulfilled. But moments that stand out, where would you start?
The first moment that jumps out to me is the Larry Nance Jr. Tip in at the buzzer in Indy. I mean, it was probably the biggest win for the Cavs at that point of the season. Big win for them on the road, and just the way it all happened. And I think that post-game celebration, I cannot get that interview out of my head when Angel tried to get him to just talk for a second, and they got absolutely drenched, and he ran off, and he didn't even finish the interview. But it was just a great moment for the team. I think a momentum builder for them, too, moving forward.
You know, when I think back to the season, I think the Alec Burks dunk in Brooklyn, I mean, that was only his third game after being acquired by the Cavaliers. Obviously, a lot of different lineups for the Cavs this season, 33 all told going into the final game of the season. Alex came in, Alex went out. But part of what this team did this season, it was a nice win on the road for this team. I think, you know, and we talk about the Nance tip and we talk about the Burks dunk. And it's not a moment, Kaylee, but to see some of these games over the last, let's say, what, 5 weeks of the season, where Cavs are looking to close games, and it's the youngsters who are doing that. A Detroit win at home stands out, where, you know, previously the veterans were kind of guiding this team down the path late in games, gets turned over to Jetty, gets turned over to Collin, and to watch that progression take place where these guys can come in and slam the door. That's been something nice to see, and that's obviously a big part of what you want to do, what you want to learn in these early seasons as this team moves forward.
Absolutely, and you take away that last road trip. There was a stretch where they were 6-2, 6-3 at home, and that was just huge for this team moving forward, seeing that growth, seeing where they have gotten to now. And I think it's just a huge tribute to what Larry Drew has been able to do with this team this season, the growth of the players that we've talked about all season long, but just where they have gotten to and how hard he's been able to get them to play, to buy into his system, and to see it come full circle now at the end of the season. Although the record doesn't necessarily show it, we've seen them get to a point that we didn't necessarily believe that they probably could at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they're playing hard. And, you think about the Golden State game, game 80. I mean, that comeback to make it close at the end, go from 21 down early in the third to just three with a couple of minutes left, again, led by the youngsters. I don't think that happens in November. I don't think that happens in December. I think your point is a good one. In terms of funny moments, I mean, there were plenty from the Channing Frye tribute night on Sunday. Plenty. Including that, I don't think I've ever seen a player tackled when he came off the floor just in a regular season game.
Don't think I have either.
I don't know whether it was the old legs of Channing that couldn't hold up under the pressure, or
he did say post game that it was actually more exhausting that takedown than the entire game. But he said Tristan's really heavy.
Tristan is very heavy.
So that moment was pretty special, and obviously you can just see how loved he is by his teammates.
I've never seen anything like that before. We're on the television side, we're getting a look at Tristan down in there enjoying it. Kevin, of course, came out in the Channing College shirt, the throwback.
That was awesome.
But in terms of funny moments from the season, I love the Channing no look pass to nobody. That was one of my favorites.
Thought Collin was there for sure.
Right. The best part, though, I defend Channing, because as you can see on the television side, Collin does make an unnatural motion right before he makes the pass. Collin stood up, and what he was doing, he was pointing to the backcourt, saying, you know, somebody's open in the backcourt. But when he stood up, Channing was trying to no-look a pass over there, put his hands up, and Channing zipped it to Collin, who happened to be in a warm up on the bench.
Right. But I also, to Channing's credit, they were wearing their black uniforms that night. And
we're like, all right, he's in his 13th season. We're making excuses for the guy. I agree with you. Go ahead.
He was in his black warm up. So at a quick glance across the floor, maybe he's in his uniform.
That's apparently what he was trying to no look it, which is funny. He said later, look, I'm not a passer. He was very clear that this is not what I do. This is not how I made my money in the NBA. I do other things.
And he had fun with it too. You know, he did. He had some funny posts afterwards.
How can you
know?
What are you going to be mad about it?
Oh, and players across the league were having fun with it, too, because it's Channing, so we can.
Certainly easy to have fun with. And, again, we wish Channing nothing but the best. Heck of a basketball player throughout his career, better human. He had a a chance to sit down with Kevin at Center Court. That was a nice little
really awesome
conversation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they talked for about over an hour, and it's actually going to be a full feature. It's going to air after Cavs Live post-game, after the Hornets game, the last game of the season. So tune into Fox Sports Ohio for that. And it's also going to run at different times on Fox Sports Ohio and also be on Cavs.com. So a really cool look, a very honest and just raw conversation between two best friends.
I haven't seen it in its entirety, but I've heard about and seen snippets from the conversation about Game 7. And that all kind of came back to a lot of us when we were in the building just a week ago, and that we're not going to be in that building ever again because that's the end of Oracle. They're moving the Warriors to San Francisco. But to have all those feelings come back and the things that were running through everybody's head and how that game was tied at 89 for seemingly 45 minutes from about 3.5 minutes remaining until when Kyrie hit the three with 53 seconds left, to hear those guys go through that. And not just it wasn't just emotion. It was more, hey, there were about 10 storylines that were going on all at the same time and all in the second half of that game alone. JR came out, popped in a couple of threes, get the Cavs right back in and early in the third quarter. That's certainly something to watch. We're going to wrap things up here on Cavs HQ right after this.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Friday, April 12th is Fan Salute Night and a 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale Hot Dogs, and $3 Select Beers. Be there for the last regular season home game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey right off the player's back.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
For nearly a century, LaVince has been the area's leading mattress retailer. And now, for the first time ever, this Wednesday only, we're going to give you the ultimate sleep package. 9-inch memory foam mattress, an adjustable base, 2 free pillows, free delivery, all for only $7.99. Or save up to $600 plus get 60 months interest-free and free delivery with Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and Beautyrest Black. Wednesday only at LaVince. Don't miss this one.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Country's newest superstar, Luke Combs. Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour.
She broke my heart.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, November 16th. With special guests, Morgan Wallen and Jameson Rogers. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The album This One's For You Too is available everywhere now. There's more at lukecombs.com.
So we have come to the end of our final TV show of the season. A lot of folks to thank. We'll start with Fox Sports Ohio and, of course, AT&T. Our executive producer, Dave Dombrowski. Producers, Leo Simone. D-Mac, Dave McElhattan. We are also privileged to have our terrific radio producers, our cast, our crew. Who do you have to thank here this season?
Oh,
other than me, obviously.
Well, I just want to thank you and Rafa
yes.
for welcoming me in and having me be a part of this. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Oh, so sincere. Yes. Your sincerity is overwhelming.
I'm being sincere.
All right. Well, that makes me feel so warm and happy inside. Great to have you with us, Kaylee. Great job all season long on Fox Sports Ohio. Thanks for joining our little crew here on Kansas.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Good stuff. But thanks also especially to you, the fans. Without you and your terrific support, there is no Cavs HQ. For Kaylee and Rafa, this is John. We'll see you next season.
Baby!
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.